Good morning right now, 747. Collins and Mack, Lubbock's First News. It is Tuesday, Earth Day. Tom and Laura with Ambassador Tibor Nagy Jr., also Vice Provost of International Affairs at Texas Tech University.
Indeed.
All right. The reason why we were, we wanted to visit with you. Tibor had sent me a text message and said, hey, he had just been back from visiting around the other side of the world. He was in Hungary, which is where all of your family is, yes?
Right, exactly. That's where I came from.
Now, geographically speaking, Hungary borders the Ukraine.
Right. It's just to the southwest of the Ukraine. They share a border in some areas that have gone back and forth between the two countries over history.
Okay. What we were wanting to talk about was just the perception of people on the other side of the world relatively in Hungary and the Ukraine. How is the United States perceived? Because I know that when the wall came down many years ago, the United States of America was viewed as...
superhero.
Something great.
Absolutely.
Into the phone booth and out.
Absolutely. We were the ones that did it. We defeated the bad old evil empire. We were on top of the chart, 100% approval rating, and now going back, I go back every year to see my family, and it was very sad this year, because universally the view there is that the United States has become totally irrelevant.
Wow.
That what we say or think just doesn't matter, that the one person who does matter as far as that area goes is Vladimir Putin, and that pretty well he'll get his way, you know, whatever his strategy is, he will get there. No one is around to stand in his way. The United States has basically become a paper tiger, saying things, but, you know, not doing it. And it continues the weakness of perception. It's very, very sad.
Now, do you think that it's mainly because we say something and we say that there are going to be consequences? I talked about this the other day. But I think that word, there will be consequences, or that phrase, is well overused. Is it because... we say these things, and then we don't do anything? Is it relative?
Remember Winston Churchill, one of the brilliant things he says was never miss an opportunity to shut up. We seem to be going in the opposite direction of just dribbling at the mouth when we know there are no consequences, because there's nothing we can do with what Vladimir Putin is now.
Would we be better off, just like you said, keeping our mouth shut and not saying anything and not doing anything?
Well, no. The other thing would be to actually do some things in the background and get together with our allies and come up with concrete steps that we could and would be willing to take, and then say it with the quiver full of arrows. You know, now we've got a bow in the hands, but no arrows in the quiver.
Well, we are working with our allies, though, but we just haven't been forthcoming with any kind of...
You know, the problem is working with our allies. I think a lot of that is symbolic instead of real, because if we come through with more sanctions, quote-unquote, they're not going to amount to much. You know who will really be hurt, one of the people hurt, if we come down with hard sanctions on Russia now? Will be some of our oil companies. Because our own oil companies have huge deals with the Russian oil companies. I mean, during the last 10, 15 years, the Russian companies have gotten really integrated with a lot of American partners and Western European partners, and we would be hurting ourselves. And the Western Europe, we may be willing to do that, but the Western Europeans are not.
Doesn't it always come down to oil?
Well, it always comes down to economics and money.
It's just money, those three dirty little words. We're talking with Ambassador Tibor Nagy Jr. back in just a couple of moments. Good morning right now, 7:51. Lubbock's First News on Tuesday. Tom and Laura, along with Ambassador Tibor Nagy Jr., Vice Provost of International Affairs, Texas Tech University. Just back from a trip from Hungary, visiting the fam. But on top of that, kind of disturbed that the exceptionalism that is shown towards American is disfavorable.
Absolutely. Because it is true. There is American exceptionalism. But with that exceptionalism goes a certain responsibility to act in certain ways globally. And unfortunately, with the current administration, we've stopped doing that.
I have to ask you a question about another event that's going on in the world that's getting a lot of attention right now in the media, and that's the girls' dormitory that was
the kidnapping
raided
of the girls.
Nigeria, and 230 girls were taken, 190 still missing.
Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Well, northern Nigeria is in the midst of a huge, I don't want to say a rebellion, but there's a group called Boko Haram, which translated into English would mean Western education be damned. And it's a group of very, very hardcore Islamic fundamentalists springing out of poverty and government abuses in northern Nigeria. And that's the way that they're kind of getting even with the government, is just committing these abuses, killing Christians whenever they can. They are vehement against women being educated. So a girls' school, number one, is a very easy target, and number two, it fits right in with their philosophy.
Yeah, what big men to go in and take bunch of defenseless girls.
Well,
wow, they must feel really good about themselves.
Big men to go in and kill, you know, people coming out of a Christian church service or going into a church. And the Nigerian government, number one, is incapable. It's hapless. They tend to be brutal because whenever there's one of these things, what the Nigerians do is go back and kill even more people. So they create even more rebels. So, you know, kind of think of them as Robin Hoods, but Robin Hoods with a really evil intent.
And I hate this as a woman,
yes.
As a mother to girls,
yes.
As a Girl Scout leader.
Yep.
I mean, I hate this abuse of girls over there. Is there anything anyone can do?
Yeah, but it would take it's going to take a longer time because the Nigerian government's response has to be better. The Nigerians have to react to this professionally, not by killing even more people. You know, the innocent along with the guilty. Mm-hmm. And also the area, Nigeria is two areas. The south is pretty well off. The north isn't impoverished. And the Nigerian government just has to put more resources into the north. And then, as you said, women's education. To me, that's the magic bullet to development anywhere and everywhere is women's education.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's jump back into the yard. Talking about American exceptionalism and the attitude, and we just got about a minute left. But is this because we're speaking about international politics and world dynamic, or are they watching our domestic policy?
Well, it starts with the domestic. American exceptionalism is built on our system of liberty and freedom, and that's what the world has been looking at. So it has to go both ways, because there is no American exceptionalism without fundamental American liberty at home.
This is why you should be registered to vote.
Yes. Exactly.
And it all starts, I mean, it really does. It starts at the local level.
And vote, not just register, but get out there and vote every single election.
Hey, Tibor Nash Jr., Ambassador and Vice Provost of International Affairs, Texas Tech University. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Sharing.